Continuing along the concept of monoclonal antibody therapy for breast cancer, at the same time that these trastuzumab data, adjuvant trastuzumab data, came out at the ASCO meeting in Orlando, we also had the first really encouraging report of the use of an anti-VEGF agent, specifically bevacizumab, in metastatic breast cancer. Can you talk about what bevacizumab is and what was seen in that study?
So bevacizumab is another antibody, and that session where this was all presented was a real antibody fest. And what bevacizumab is an antibody directed against vascular endothelial growth factor. And so this is a protein that helps promote the growth of blood vessels surrounding a tumor. And VEGF is something that is not actually in the cancer cell itself, but is essentially bathing the cancer cell, helping to promote blood vessel growth that will then nourish the cancer cell.
Of course, we've been using that in colon cancer for a couple of years very successfully. What was the study in breast cancer?
In breast cancer, the study that was presented at ASCO was a study from the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group. It was done in women with metastatic breast cancer who had not received prior chemotherapy in the metastatic setting, although about two-thirds of the women had received prior adjuvant chemotherapy. Women in that study were randomized to receive either weekly paclitaxel or weekly paclitaxel plus bevacizumab. It's worth keeping in mind that there had been a prior study with bevacizumab in women with breast cancer that had looked at women who had previously received both an anthracycline and a taxane and randomized women to capecitabine alone or capecitabine plus bevacizumab. And in that study, there was an improvement in response rates, but no improvement in terms of progression-free or overall survival. So the ECOG study was being performed with this background of a prior study that had not been successful. And I think none of us quite knew what to expect from the ECOG results.
And can you talk about what was actually seen?
The ECOG results were actually quite impressive, and I think perhaps more impressive than many might have expected given the prior study with capecitabine. There was approximately a five-month improvement in median progression-free survival in the ECOG trial from approximately 6 months to approximately 11 months. There was an improvement in response rates, essentially a doubling or a little bit more than a doubling of response rates. And at the same time, the therapy was administered without a great deal of toxicity. I think everyone was worried about the toxicity associated with bevacizumab, both in terms of bleeding complications and clotting complications and hypertension. And none of those toxicities appeared to be limiting within the context of the study. There was the early suggestion of what might have been a survival advantage when the study was presented in May. There was still a numeric advantage in terms of survival when it was represented at San Antonio, although the p-value had drifted a bit above 0.05. I think what that all suggests is that there may be a small survival improvement as a result of the use of bevacizumab, but that's something that still needs further follow-up, and I'd be hard-pressed to say that we know for sure at this time that there is, in fact, a survival advantage in the metastatic setting with bevacizumab.